Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. The president tonight will make his first ever Oval Office speech. It will be between 7 and 8 minutes. We don't know what he's going to say. We don't know if he's going to declare a state of emergency. Democrats are squawking like crazy. They want equal time. A White House, senior White House official is saying this will be a moment to remember. We don't know what that means. Let's see if we can get some clarity. Blair Ellis works for the Republican National Committee and joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Blair, thanks for joining us. Kind of exciting, and we don't really know what the president's going to say tonight, do we?
That's sure correct. But we certainly can anticipate him really harping on just what a crisis we have at our southern border, and that we need Democrats to really recognize it for what it is. We heard Vice President Pence give some really important statistics this morning. For the first time ever, families and children are the vast majority of people that reach our southern border. We saw 22,000 children arrive at our border just last month. I mean, if that doesn't constitute a crisis at our border, then I don't know what does. This is absolutely something that needs to be handled, and I know that we'll hear from Trump tonight on the best way to go about doing so.
I'm curious, the Democrats are begging the TV networks for equal time. Do they deserve it?
You know, I think the sheer fact that Democrats are giving their response just moments after Trump finishes demonstrates what we've known all along, that they've got no sincere interest in negotiating. They have no real interest in hearing what facts the president presents them with tonight. Their sole focus is obstructing him, and it's simply because he is the Republican president. So, no, I do not think that they're owed any time tonight. They are not our commander-in-chief, and they've not been open-minded to the facts that have been presented to them before. So, I guess I'm just wondering what new news they'll have to share with us tonight.
I know that Joe Manchin last night on CNN and a couple of other networks espoused the idea of picking up that 2013 border security immigration reform bill passed by the Senate, died in the House, and a lot of people are saying, well, let's pick up that bill. Democrats are, Joe Manchin is saying, let's get a vote up or down on that bill and just see what's in it. Do you remember back to 2013 what is in that bill? I remember the bill, and I remember it was a gang of eight or something like a gang of 12, one of those gangs, that ended up passing it, but it died. It died in the House. Do you remember what was in it?
I don't remember the specifics of that policy, but I do recall just last year, this time, it seems like we're living in deja vu, but this time last year, we again had an immigration debate and a need to really reform our border security and get new technology on the wall, increase personnel, et cetera. And Trump laid out four important pillars, boxes that needed to be checked, so to speak. And Democrats reneged, and they wouldn't come to the table and negotiate. And what did we have? We had a Schumer shutdown because of it. So what we have today is the same crisis that we've had unfolding over the last couple of years. President Trump has been ahead of the issue in that he's tried to stave it off. But each time, it seems as though Democrats are the ones that want to continue kicking the can down the road. And it comes at the expense of the American people. It comes at the expense of our safety and security. And again, I think we're finally at a breaching point where President Trump is saying, no more. This is it. And it's time to tackle this once and for all.
Blair Ellis joining us from the Republican National Committee. And I got to ask you, the president on Thursday is headed down to our southern border, down to McAllen, Texas, a place I've been to many times. What do you expect down there? Is this just going to be a photo op, or is he really going to go down and actually talk with people along the southern border?
I absolutely think this is going to be business in nature. I think he's going down to hear the facts presented directly from the people that defend us along that border every day. And I think there's no better way to really gain perspective and understanding about a crisis that's unfolding than to see it with your very own eyes. And so I know that Thursday when he heads to Texas, he's going to hear from Border Patrol. He's going to hear from Customs and law enforcement officers down there. He's going to hear about where and what they need more of to do their job effectively. And we've already heard there's a need for more law enforcement personnel. Trump's budget request that he made known to Congress just a couple days ago asks for 2,000 additional ICE personnel to enforce immigration laws. He's asking for more money to hire Border Patrol agents. But we also need money to bring on new immigration judges and support staff to reduce the backlog of immigration cases. So, I think all of these are going to be things that he gets to watch unfold on Thursday. He's going to be able to ask questions and really hear straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, about just how imperative it is that we get the funding needed to secure our border.
Blair, tell me this. We know we have divided government. We know that we have a coarsening of the discourse, including the new member of Congress using an MF-er phrase in dealing with the president. Is there any middle ground that you see? I mean, is there a way of either peeling off enough Democrats or just overwhelming them with a bill that they'd all vote for? Is there a way of doing this where we can finally put this thing to rest?
I certainly hope so, and I think really what it comes down to is the fact that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have had decades in office to address this issue head on, and they've not done so. They have kicked the can down the road every time. They've obstructed in every possible way. And again, what we've seen in failing to address this problem is the current crisis we have on our hands at our border presently. And now that Trump is in office, he has said, enough is enough. This is a crisis. We got to do something about it. And a shutdown was certainly not something that we wanted. We wanted to shut down our borders. But I think this is him drawing the line in the sand and saying, this is where we are. Let's find a way to get to an agreement. Let's find a way to negotiate. But that, again, is going to require Democrats to kind of acknowledge the facts at hand, the crisis unfolding before us, and recognize the numbers for what they are. Those numbers don't lie. They may want to kind of turn the other cheek when they're presented, but it's time that they see them for what they are so that we can move forward and help the American people in securing our border.
Let me ask you, I was watching last night on CNN, and Chris Cuomo on his show had a wife of either Border Patrol, TSA, ICE, I forget which branch of government, but was she was bouncing a little infant on her knee. And the thought was, well, this poor little child is going to go without meals and go without formula. And, oh, it's just horrible. It's terrible. The Democrats are going to do this. Is there a point at which the president loses the leverage, loses the moral high ground on this? I know tonight is going to help. Thursday is going to help. But once Friday comes and these 800,000 workers, 3,400 of them here in Nevada, lose a paycheck, Is the president going to lose leverage that way?
What the president is prioritizing right now is national security and public safety, and he's doing it ahead of partisanship. And there is absolutely a humanitarian crisis at the border. We've seen it in the 22,000 children alone that we saw come to the border just last month. There is a need for more detention beds. There is a need for additional funding for medical needs, for medical transport, for supplies, for temporary facilities to ensure that the well-being of those who are at our border that are taken into custody are okay. But all of that is going to require Democrats coming to the table and talking to us and working with us. And what we've seen at every possible turn is their willingness more so to obstruct and resist as opposed to come up with a reasonable common sense solution for what we've got at hand. I think we're going to hear the facts straight from the president tonight. We're going to get more of those facts unveiled to us Thursday when he goes down to the border. And hopefully sometime between now and Thursday, Democrats will wake up, see the numbers and the reality for what it is, and show a willingness to work with our president and Republican leaders in Congress.
In our final minute with Blair Ellis from the Republican National Committee, I remember, and you referred back to it, the open session he had with Nancy and Chuck and others, where there was actually an offer of not 800,000 DACA and Dreamers, but 1.8 million in return for the four pillars, the so-called four pillars. Would you expect a counter offer tonight in this 7 or 8 minute speech from the president?
I think that's a great question. I'm not sure. I don't think any of us know exactly, you know, what is going to be put on the table, but I know that every option is on the table. And that just, again, speaks to how serious the president is about resolving this. The fact that Democrats aren't willing to work with Donald Trump just because he's a Republican is a shame. This is an issue that should cross party lines. This is an issue that that should not be partisan. And what we need are Democrats who have a greater desire to resolve this crisis than they do to appease their base. And again, I hope that that's what we can expect to see from Democrats over the course of the next couple of days.
Blair, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll find out together what happens tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock here on the West Coast. We will find out together. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Blair Ellis joining us from the Republican National Committee. The president, I'm not sure that the president even knows now what he will be talking about at 6 o'clock tonight. No, I don't think the decision's been made. I have a feeling that this is a decision that may not get made till 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon Pacific time. I don't think the decision's been made. Anything he does that's remotely controversial will end up being challenged in the courts. You just know it. It's their strategy. No, it is. Coming up in our next segment, what is it the president should say tonight, 6 o'clock Pacific time? What is it the president should say to the nation other than what we already know? There is a crisis along our southern border. I think we all recognize that. I think even Chuck and Nancy recognize that. What is it the president should tell the nation? We'll see what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You've heard from the experts. Now I want to hear from you. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. Is that fair? 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Take a quick break. We'll come right back as we continue. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, so the president is going to speak to the nation from the Oval Office, 6 o'clock Pacific time, and the speech is not going to last that long, between 7 and 8 minutes. You know what I would do? I'd keep them for 10 minutes and just screw with the networks. No, I really would. And furthermore, and in closing, I would do one of those. You really want to screw around with the fake news media? I'd tell them it's going to be 7 and 8 minutes, and I'd make it 17 or 18 minutes. And then close it out with, God bless America. No, I would. I honestly would. Brady, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. I wanted to bring up, I think Donald Trump tonight, in order to bypass the commiecrats, Pelosi and Schumer, he's going to authorize the Pentagon to have the military build the wall, and it's going to come out of the funds that weren't spent from last year. So he's just going to bypass them. That's what the eight-minute speech is. The military will be building the wall. The Army Corps of Engineers will be overseeing the project, an end to discussion finally.
And by the way, Corps of Engineers builds really good stuff. Just for the record, I mean they have a reputation of building really good stuff.
Right, and I can't wait. I've been waiting for this for how long? But I don't know if you saw just a little while ago that came across the Drudge Report. New York City is offering free medical care for all. De Blasio just announced there's 500,000 people that use the ER in New York City a year for their medical care. And he said, all right, we're just going to make free medical care for all. And that just came out.
Well, somebody's got to pay for it. There's no such thing as free medical care. Somebody, somewhere along the line. They're talking about the same thing in, they talked last year about Medicare for all in California. And then when the legislature looked at it, it turned out it would cost something like $4 billion a year. The budget of the entire state's only $2
billion. Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. And don't you think the people that are coming up from Honduras and Mexico and El Salvador, they know that they're going to get free health care now if they go to New York City. And just think, what if California does the same thing? It's going to be overrunning. These people are going to be coming to have all their kids in our hospitals again. There'll be anchor babies everywhere. They better put a clamp on it real quick.
I'm with you. Brady, thanks, man. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Go to Gary. Gary, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kevin. I want President Trump to tell the nation that we have a crisis on our border, but we also have a crisis in this country, and it's called the Democrats, because they're out of their frigging minds, they're liars, and it's too bad we can't build a wall around them and isolate them. I hope he goes overboard because he's not a usual politician. He's very unusual, and he's bombastic, and I hope he is, and I hope he calls out Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, how full of it they are. Thank you for letting me voice that.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. That frees up a line. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. One of the things we're going to do in our next segment is what we do every day. We essentially turn the program over to you. We let you dictate where we take the program in our final half hour. For the first 2.5 hours, I essentially determine what we're going to talk about. I want to make sure it's compelling. It's something you actually care about. Hopefully it is topical. It's today's news, not yesterday's news or news from 2 weeks ago. And the third thing we want to make sure we do is keep it entertaining, that it will hold your interest. And we'll do that coming up in our next segment. If you want to jump on now, the smart folks, you know what they do? During the break, the bottom of the hour break, they jump on the line so they don't have to wait 15, 18, 20 minutes, or maybe not get on at all. The smart guys and gals, they call in right now. Here it is, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. I just get all geeked when we start doing this. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What we do in this segment every day is we talk with you about what matters to you. Normally on the show, the first 2.5 hours, I end up dictating essentially what we talk about, and it's the news of the day. For instance, earlier today, we've been talking a lot about the president's address to the nation from the Oval Office. 6 o'clock our time. And I know he's going to talk about the border wall. But beyond that, I don't know what direction he's going to go. I honestly don't. So what we do in this segment is we give you the opportunity to talk about anything you want. It could be something we talked about earlier in the show, earlier in the week, last week. Or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Doesn't matter where you live, if you live in Pahrump or you live in Hawthorne or Amargosa Valley or Battle Mountain or Ely or Reno or Sparks or Carson City or the Coachella Valley or here in Las Vegas. Whatever's on your mind, here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're ringing in, we'll get you screened, we'll get you ready to go. In fact, let's begin with Will. Will, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, good morning to you. Well, I guess here would be my suggestion to the president. I'd come out and I'd keep it straight to the facts and straight to the issue. But I think I'd also open up some kind of a hotline where you can comment. But I wish he would stress the fact that our children, how can you take another child as a precedent over the American children and those people who have held on to the American dream? And especially for the female, Nancy Pelosi, for her to say that we don't see Americans or we don't see whites or we don't see, you know, our value system, but we do see the hope for the world. I don't understand that. That's some kind of mental illness, or it's near being a traitor in my world. I am beside myself in the lack of accountability for those people who come into our country, injure us, parasitical nature of that, and the predatory nature of that intrusion into our country. And these people have the audacity to stand up and try to recraft or re-narrate the issue of the discussion. It is beyond my belief what we're witnessing here. Not only that, but the intellectual depth of these people which make the case. Everything comes down to two things. Everything comes down to energy and or morals if you interrogate, probe, and source the cause. If we don't do something for our country, the morality of being able to protect our people, I don't know where we're headed to, Kevin.
Hey, Will, let me throw something out there. We always hear from Democrats that if we try to seal our borders, if we try to, for instance, close our borders and say nobody's getting in, they'll say, well, that's against morality. That's amoral. That's, that's not American values. Is American values tied to open borders, ollie, all in free? I mean, is that what we're talking about here?
No, we've heard that case made on two different fronts on a regular basis. One is from the religious sector. If you talk to a Catholic priest, you'll see an illegal alien sitting next to a homeless person eating, and they'll tell you it's because they don't see countries or borders. All they see is people. That's the one paradigm they try to push on us. The other is that, I forgot the second one. There's two paradigms. We hear that over and over again. The point is that if you can't hold a stable family life for America, you can't predict any kind of economies or outcomes without assimilated values that we share together. In the old days, you could sit on a bus and you hear people talk, and you could understand a great deal of information by being engaged in your society. But now I don't understand half the conversations that are going on around me. And again, that's based upon the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats are trying to redefine the country into some new socialist order. I don't think we can sustain this. You know, the libertarians do the same thing. Oh, let's have open borders. Well, here's the point. Let me finalize this. The point is, these open spaces, ladies and gentlemen, they belong to our children's children as they marry, so they don't have to live like insects, like Mexico City, where there's 30 million people in that city. Those open spaces belong to our children. Now, when you talk about libertarians, I'm a right winger. I think we should stop all immigration until we assimilate. What the hell is going on here? The economy's in fluctuation. The morals are in fluctuation. The environment's in fluctuation. Everything now seems to be perturbing or some state of aberration. So I think the borders is the perfect place to begin, because the Democrats are hiding out behind the issues. We're not discussing new evolutionary constructs of a society or where we go. If the female is not going to take care of the children and we're going to take care of them like some kind of insect colony, we need to be having that kind of discussion.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out what the president says tonight. 6 o'clock is the speech. There has been some talk. And we're going to go to cut 8 here. There's been some talk that the president is going to lay out some sort of state of emergency. It's one thing to talk about a crisis on our border, but a legal term is state of emergency. That is a legal term rather than just a description of bad stuff going on around us. And I don't know if the president is going to declare some sort of state of emergency or something even beyond that. Let's go to Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Buddy had a good idea, and I don't know if any of you have remembrance of history class. There was a fellow named president of the country named Roosevelt. He had fireside chats at a time when the country really needed to hear a message that pulled people together in cohesive fashion. I wish Trump could get on something like that. Conduct a 10-minute-a-week fireside chat, call it whatever you want, but the concept of doing more than this twittering and stuff, it's just too small a bite. They can tear him apart and just doesn't bring the message across. There's too many facts that need to be out there. He could deliver them. It's not coming across in little bits and bites and twits and stuff.
Well,
presidents
have done this, but they're called those weekly Saturday morning, three-minute vignettes, op-ed pieces, if you will. But the problem is they get such a small audience. You know, with the tweets, he gets 25 million people, 30 million people.
I do agree. I'm just saying in addition to, I'm not saying either or instead of, I'm just saying if he could add to that, I don't know if people would actually hear the facts. I mean, I can't believe they're as stupid as they seem to be. And I had friends that I just can't believe they're thinking the way they do anymore. Even calling for his assassination and stuff. I mean, it's nuts. And
just bizarre.
Just normal professional people.
Just bizarre stuff. I do agree with you, and I think there is a probably 21st century equivalent to the fireside chats. Those were done, in the 1940s, you know.
Right.
So this is kind of a 21st century approach, the tweet, where essentially you go right past, you go over the heads of the media, the fake news media, and there's nothing they can do to stop them.
And I don't know if there's another avenue that could be used, another venue that would be similar to the concept of bypassing with a tweet and just get something more of a message out there. 5 minutes of facts, call it whatever you want, but Trump getting the message. And I think if he was able to have people hear him and not just read tweets that people tear up and turn into things that aren't what they really are or should be, it might just get across better message.
Good idea.
Not to lose in 2 years.
Good idea. I like that. They kind of the modern day fireside chats. I like the idea. And Twitter may be what it is, or it may be a video version, where it's just him sitting in a, sitting in the Oval Office. And maybe an Oval Office chat instead of the stupid stuff that we've always seen on Saturday morning. I like the idea. Obama tried to do that, but he didn't do it with any consistency, and it wasn't very good. Stick around. More of your calls. Bill, Stephen, You two will be leading us off. Those of you ringing in, we'll get to your calls. I've got one line open, so if you want to seize it now, you can. I got plenty of time for you as well. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's the.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success...
When it comes to their health care, hey, Kevin Wall here. There is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. They're a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All right, back to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how it works. We talk about what it is you want to talk about. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show. something we talked about earlier in the week, maybe yesterday, or maybe something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Let's begin with Bill. Bill, you're up, and you're in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning. Hello. Hello, Bill.
This is Joe.
Oh, it's Joe. I'm sorry. What's up, man?
That's all right. Hey, I just want to say that the Democrats care more about people outside this country than the people inside this country. If I had my way, I would charge Pelosi and Schumer with treason.
I'm
really disgusted.
But based on what? I mean, that's, you know, treason.
On the fact that they're not taking care of this country. They're not taking care of the people in this country. And, you know, Trump had me at America First. So I thought, that's the way I feel about it. I think the Democrats are just doing a crappy job. They ought to, deport them with the rest of these guys.
Do you not believe that America should be welcoming? to folks who are coming here. But I'm going to give you their party line. To be welcoming to people who are simply coming here for a better life.
Okay, you can do that. However, you should wait. Stop all of the immigration until all the illegals are now legal. However long it takes to make all these illegals citizens or whatever it is, then you can start opening the border again.
Or guest worker program. They come up for the harvest. They go home to Mexico, to Guatemala, to Central America, wherever it might be, Brazil. And then next growing season, they come back up. They work the fields. When they're not needed, they go back home. They don't have a right to vote. They don't have a right, as Bill de Blasio would want, the mayor of New York City, they wouldn't get anything. No free health care, no education for your kids, that essentially you'd be on your own. You would be a guest worker. Is that fair? You be the judge. Steven, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I was thinking about the people that are expecting Nancy and Chucky to have something profound to elicit to the discussion. But they were trained by that Eric Holder, and they're never going to let a good crisis go to waste when they can blame anything that happens on Trump. But on the chance that they might be listening, I thought I'd give them a heads up on what I think might happen. There might be a counteroffer this evening from the president based on Sunday's Review Journal. Mr. Root, it was encouraging the president to say, Nancy, you know, you almost convinced me. And Chucky and the Pope, Mr. Obama, who's got a fortress there in Washington, D.C., why don't all three or four of you take down your walls? When you all take down your walls, then I'll cease on the wall at the border.
Ooh, so, I like that. Yeah. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, whatever it is. No, I like that. I asked Blair Ellis earlier today, an RNC spokesperson, a spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, do you think there will be an offer, a counter offer, if you will? I mean, he has done this before. This idea of a counter offer, or this is my final offer. Art of the deal. No, I like that. Go to Cassius. Cassius, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about this morning?
Two issues. First of all, when it comes to people of the Muslim faith and the Muslim worldview being sworn into positions of political power in this country, I can tell you that the religion and the political belief that stems from that religion are completely incompatible with Western civilization and our form of government. So I'm just making that as a general statement. if it becomes more common and we start to see people in burqas and keffiyehs sitting in our halls of Congress, you know that the seventh seal's been opened. Number two, when it comes to immigration into this country, it is always has been and it is to today a public policy issue. If the people that are living here and through our representatives decide that we don't want to allow anybody in for any reason, that is our right to do so. We don't need guest workers. We can take the 50 million people that are on some type of food assistance and maybe get some of them off of that and put them as workers into positions that, yes, white people will do. And number two, we have a complete and total and moral right to be looking after our vital interest in terms of our culture. And this immigration that's been going on since the early 70s as a result of the 65 Immigration Act is doing nothing but destroying our culture, our traditions, and the way of life that we've known since the inception of this country. So we need to be very, very clear as to what conservatives, which is what I am and I think that you are to a certain extent, we have to define and delineate exactly what it is that we need to conserve.
Cassius, I'm so glad you called. Thanks, man. Always something thoughtful. I don't agree with everything he says, but he always comes loaded with information and opinion, and that's a marvelous combination. I want you to hear very quickly. This is our. This is our governor, and one of the things he did, which I thought was really good, talking about 1 October, here is cut 6. This is the governor, Steve Sisolak, yesterday on the steps of the Capitol, talking about 1 October.
It's hard to believe it's been over a year since we endured one of the worst tragedies in history. I'll never forget getting the call from Sheriff Lombardo. I immediately drove down to the site. Across that field, you could hear dozens of cell phones ringing, calls from loved ones, hoping, praying, someone would pick up the phone. Around 3 a.m., we set up a GoFundMe account with the goal of raising a few thousand dollars to help victims and their families. Within hours, kind-hearted people from all over the world were donating whatever they could, with the hope of easing a stranger's financial burden and showing support amidst the heartbreak. But it's not the cash that I remember the most. It's about the woman who showed up at a first responder's tent with a plate of cookies in hand. That's all she had to give, and she gave it. It's about the thousands of Nevadans who showed up at 6 a.m. at blood centers the next day to donate blood. Lines down the block. And when some kind soul informed them it would take 8 hours to get to the front, they said, "So what? I'll wait." We were broken on 1 October, but I have never been more proud to be a Nevadan than I was that day.
Wow. Wow. No, that's that was the most memorable portion of the speech by now Governor Steve Sisolak. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Highlights from the president's speech. You got to know we'll have them all. Hope you'll join us then. I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30.
Seafood and Steaks.
Happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.